Calling Out for You by Karen Fossum. Read by David Rintoul. Chapter 1. The silence is shattered by the barking of a dog. The mother looks up from the sink and stares out of the window. The barking comes from deep in the dog's throat. All of its black, muscular body quivers with excitement. Then she sees her son. He gets out of the red Golf and lets a blue bag fall to the ground. He glances towards the window, registering the faint outline of his mother. He goes to the dog and releases it from its chain. The animal throws itself at him. They roll on the ground, sending the dirt flying. The dog growls, and her son shouts affectionate curses in its ears. Sometimes he yells at the top of his lungs and smacks the Rottweiler hard across its snout. At last, it stays down. Slowly he gets to his feet, brushes the dust and dirt from his trousers, glances once more at the window. The dog gets up hesitantly and cowers in front of him, its head down, until he allows it to come and lick the corners of his mouth, submissively. Then he walks to the house and comes into the kitchen.
Good God! Look at the state of you!
The blue T-shirt is blood-stained. His hands are covered in cuts. The dog has scratched his face, too.
Never seen anything like it, she says, and sniffs angrily. Leave the bag.
I'm doing a load of washing later. He folds his scratched arms across his chest. They're powerful, like the rest of him. Close to 100 kilos and not a hint of fat. The muscles have just been used, and they're warm.
Calm down, he tells her. I'll do it.
She can't believe her ears. Him? Wash his own clothes?